Offer Diamond is what we're going to do right now. I want to give a shout out to James Kent for helping put this together. The Offer Diamond originally is a model that that James put together. James was going to be here with us today to kind of co-pilot this with me and add a little bit of color commentary. But he's in Bali right now and he just got COVID for the second time. So I got you all the way. Yikes. Team, we're going to have a good time. Yeah, not super fun. So go to this page in your book, Offer Diamond, and we're just going to start here with this risk-reward ratio. If and I do have the ebony and ivory headphones going on. I had black AirPods custom made for me and then dropped one down 20, from the 20th floor in Broadbeach. And I dropped the right one. And so then I bought some white ones and then I managed to lose that in between the handbrake. If Kira Marie's cheap, it's in there. I can see it. I just can't get it. So now I'm like, I've got good cop and bad cop ears today. That's how we're going to roll. So if somebody says yes to your offer or says no to your offer, it really comes down to two things. If they say yes, it's because we've got the seesaw here balanced in your favor. And if they say no, it's because there's something about your seesaw that is off. It really comes down to two big factors. It's like, what's the risk of saying yes? Versus what's the reward for saying yes? And if there's too much risk stacked, then people say no, or they pass, or they ghost. And if there's enough reward to overcome the risk, then they'll say yes. But ideally what we want to do is we want to stack the reward and remove as much of the risk as we possibly can so that doing business with you becomes as close to a no-brainer as we possibly can. If this is making sense so far, can you give me a thumbs up like this? Yeah. So let's just do a quick little thing through. If you think about lead magnet on your website, something that they give you a name and an email address for, how does risk and reward come into lead magnet? So the offer here is just a really simple magnet. What are some of the risks associated with opting in for a lead magnet? Can you type it in the chat, please? Small reward, smaller risk. Yeah, agreed. Risk, I'm going to get spammed. Yep. You might spam them. Yeah, I've got to give up my contact information. I'm going to get spammed by a million emails. Right. And so, but if you think about kind of how bad the risk is, it's probably like it's not all the way out on the edge. It's probably kind of a little bit here, but also the reward of a lead magnet is usually quite low, right? And so it's just got to balance a little bit. What if it wasn't a lead magnet? What if it's book a sales call? What are the risks associated with booking a sales call? Waste my time. I'm going to get pushed into something. I'm going to feel sold to. Yeah, I might get convinced to buy the thing. Right. I might feel under pressure to buy it. Right. And then so let's just talk about whether you're selling by chat or you're in a sales call and the thing here isn't a lead magnet and it's not a call. It's to buy the thing. Think about buying your program, whether it's by chat or by call. What are some of the risks associated? It won't work for me. Mm-hmm. What else? Yeah, it's expensive. I might waste my time. I might waste my money. Yep. My bank account's empty right now. Yep. Waste money that I could have used in other ways. Yeah, I might not have the time to do it. Yep. I don't like the format or I might not like the members. I'm not capable of following through. Right. I won't have time to implement and I've got more, it'll just add more stuff to my to-do list. So these are all really real risks for every one of our offers, whether it's something you sell by chat or it's something you sell on a call or something you sell at an event, all of these risks are real. And so what our job today is to sexy up our offer so that we can remove as much of the risk as we can and heavy down the reward. And there's a couple of things. Have you ever stood on a seesaw? Sorry for the bad drawing. Stood on a seesaw like that's fairly evenly balanced and you can like put your weight here or you can put your weight there and flick it. So we're going to do some risk removers. We're going to do some reward stackers, and then we're going to do a couple of things that are just offer related, so you can just tip the scales in your balance. If this is making sense so far, can you just type in a yep? Perfect. So I want you to think about your offer right now, just through the lens of this spectrum. And I'm just going to mark out some points and give them some numbers. When you think about your offer, as your prospect sees it, not as you see it, where are you right now? Are you all risk? Are you a little bit risky? Are you kind of neutral? Is it a good deal or is it a complete no-brainer? Are we a 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 right now? Just kind of gut check. Okay, so we've got some 2s, we've got some 3s, we've got some 4s. I don't think I've seen a single 1 or a single 5. I'm pumped that there's no 1s, but I think if we can get us like 2 blocks along today, I think that's time really well spent. Is that okay? If you're already at a 4, let's just get you to a 5. Okay, so what I'd love to do is just give you 5 keys right now for fixing up your offer. And then we're going to workshop this and see if we can make your offers better together. So here's 5 keys. Please take some notes. Number 1, want to sharpen your promise. This is like the most important thing. It's really important that if I say yes to your offer, whether it's something you sell by chat or it's something you sell by call, that it's really clear that there's not just here are my problems and the thing that will kind of generally help me, but the working with you has a specific clear outcome. In other words, if I bought a can of drink called 5-Hour Energy, it's pretty clear that the can of drink is designed to give me 5 hours of energy, whether it does or not, or whether it's healthy or not. That's beside the point. But you get the idea that the goal here is to have a promise that if it does what it says on the tin, I'm going to get a great outcome. So if you think about the promise of your program, can you just type it in the chat? What's the promise of your program right now? We want to sharpen your promise. We want it to be really, really clear, obvious, and easy. And this could be linked to the title of your program. Like our program is called, our front end program is called Clients. What's its job? Gets you clients. Okay, well, that's pretty clear. Uncover your dream role, make it a reality. More money, get your time back. Okay, these are pretty good. Make 10K in 90 days or work with us free until you do. Lisa Barry is winning so far. 3 closings a month from your Facebook profile. More clients in the next 10 days. Get a day a week. Carolina, get back a day a week. That's super clear. 3-day weekends or 1 extra day to work on important stuff. That's fantastic. Grow your business using a podcast. Okay. Grow my business using a podcast is good. How much do I grow it? And in how long does it take? So promise isn't just what's the outcome, but it's what's the outcome, how specific is the outcome, and then how long is it going to take in terms of time and effort? Are you with me so far? I want you to think about your promise and go, okay, we're going to workshop this in a little bit, but maybe this has already triggered some thoughts that maybe my stuff's not quite as sharp as it could be. By the way, don't recommend you name your program Black Belt because half the world thinks you're a karate school. Cool. But the promise of Black Belt is pretty clear. It's get to $1 million as a business coach. Okay. Number 1, we want to sharpen your promise. Number 2, we want to remove the risk. We've already talked about all of the risks that are involved in saying yes to your offer. Whether it's, I don't know if it's going to work for me, or I'm going to spend a bunch of time, or I'm going to put some money in here that I could have spent on ads over there. We need to remove the risk. What's the easiest way to remove risk? What's the easiest way? Guarantee. Perfect. Yeah, it's to take the risk out. Years ago, the first marketing book I ever read was called Getting Everything You Can Out of Everything You've Got. Getting Everything You Can Out of All You've Got by Jay Abrahams, a great marketing book. And he talked about risk reversal and better than risk-free guarantees. And he told this story about a village where a man wanted to buy a horse for his daughter. And at the time, there were 2 horses for sale. The first guy said, here's my horse. Let's call it $200. I don't know how much a horse was back then, but let's call it $200. Here's my horse. It's $200. Take it or leave it. That's horse number 1. Horse number 2. So the guy goes, okay, so I know that. I'm going to go see the other horse and I'll come back to you. And the guy goes, hey, this is my horse. It's good and it's kind and it's gentle. I think you've got to love it. But of course, I'm going to say that, you know, it's my horse and I'm trying to sell it to you. So here's what I suggest. Why don't I get my son to take the horse to your stable, you know, to your house? And he'll show your daughter how to ride it and get them kind of used to each other. Every day I'll get him to drop off some new oats so the horse has got, you know, horse can eat and feed. He'll clean up the horse's debris, ride it for a week. And at the end of the week, your daughter's either going to love it, in which case I'll ask for the $200, or she won't love it, in which case we'll just clean it up, no hard feelings. Which horse do you think the guy bought? Horse number one, take it or leave it, or horse number two, risk reversed? Of course, they bought horse number two. And so I want you to think about this through the lens of your risk reversal. What is there in your, like, what's the current guarantee right now and how safe does it make to spend? You don't have to guarantee the whole program, but we need to guarantee the start so people feel safe. You can guarantee either way. I'm going to jam a little bit on guarantees in a bit, but it's one of the, is your guarantee hot, eh, or not? Can you type in hot, eh? I don't know how you spell eh. Maybe it's meh or not. Okay. For some people, have got a hot guarantee. If you think it's hot, can you type it in the chat? It'll give some people some inspo. No guarantee yet? If your guarantee is hot, can you type it into the chat, please? 90 days, love it or leave it. Cool. 90-day unconditional money-back guarantee. No result, I'll work with you for free until we get the result. Yep, plus there's tiered pricing. Yep. Jade says, if you don't sign someone within the 8 weeks of the course, you'll continue to receive the group training for free until you have a signed contract in hand. Asterisk, to receive the guarantee, you must have completed the work from the program, showed up on the live calls to get feedback. Yep. Okay, how do we make this super hot? I saw a coach, one of our boardroom guys, whose promise is to get you to 10 grand in X period of time, or we'll refund your money in full and give you $1,000 to go work with someone else because clearly they're going to be a better match for you. Isn't that interesting? So we want to think about how do we take the risk out? That's big idea number two. Number three, limit supply to raise demand. No, definitely no tacos in a guarantee. Limit supply to raise demand. It pains me to say this, but everybody loves a deadline and stuff happens when there's a deadline. And so what we want to do is we want to add a little bit of urgency and a little bit of scarcity as to why they need to do it now, not put this off till later on. I don't know if this is something you do. It's sometimes it feels a little bit tricky to do in an evergreen enrollment type program. But is there a way that we can reduce the amount of clients we're going to take on at a particular time or shrink the window so people have to join it now and don't wait till later? Jade says, we only work closely with two clients a month. We intake on the third Wednesday of every month. So we've got both. We've got urgency. It's the third Wednesday's coming up next week. So we've got to be in or out. Yep. Urgency, scarcity. We're going to talk about limited number, limited time, and how we're going to add urgency even to stuff that isn't urgent, that's evergreen. Okay. In our clients program, for example, currently we just tell people that we start on Tuesday because Tuesday, Australia time Tuesday, is when our calls are. So we start on Tuesday. Would you like to join us? And that helps get more people over the line. One of the things we're thinking about doing, Carrie, as we go to clients 2.0, and MRR it is, you know, one big intake a month with a kickoff call and all that, all the associated stuff. When we're selling black belt, well, the kickoff call is this date, and that's when our next cohort starts. Does that make sense? Limit supply to raise demands. Apparently, the guys who sell diamonds have like vaults full of diamonds waiting there, like mined, sharpened, polished, beautiful, not on the market yet. Because when if diamonds are everywhere, then diamonds get cheaper. And so what we want to do is they release a certain quantity of diamonds so that the demand goes up and the prices can stay high. Nice background. Yeah, this is lovely, isn't it? Boat's just gone past. Try doing that on your artificial Zoom. Aaron says, if you don't sell to De Beers, they flood the market to decrease the price and they're the only ones who buy them. That's interesting, isn't it? Okay, next up, stack the call. This is about bonuses. We want to add two or three super high value bonuses that get people to take action right now. In the old days, It was about the Office stack where you'd add this and that and this and that and this and that. And you'd basically search through your hard drives and like load as much, you know, all the stuff that I had lying around and add it to my offer. Nobody, like, maybe in the old days that was cool, but everyone's busy right now. Nobody wants more stuff. Nobody wants more crap in their hard drive. They want stuff that's going to make it faster, going to help them win quicker, or stuff that adds value to the initial offer. And so I just want you to think about the bonuses you add right now. What's one bonus you add that when you do, it gets people frothing? They go, oh my goodness. Yeah. Tamara says, I hate when people promote their course with 250 hours of video. No, thanks, dude. I haven't got 250 hours. I'm coming to you because I'm busy. Keep the access for 12 months. That's a nice bonus. What else? In Black Belt, we launched this new software, Coach Marketing Machine, CMM. And guess what we do? When you join Black Belt, you get it for free. People lose their mind. Done for your swipe kits. Yep. Personalized human design reading to know your unique energy type. Yeah, a Wayfair assessment. Huge value. Right. These are all things that add value to the core offer and help people win faster. I think speed is the thing. Next thing we want to do, we want to look at, after we've added bonuses, yeah, one-on-one strategy session, offer bonus for stage two. The last thing we want to do is we want to make yes easy. And the way we're going to do that is with a little bit of pricing mechanics, financial engineering, James would call it. And this is really about how do we shape the payment plans so that yes is easier. And this could be like, I'm going to give you a few that we've tested. We used to do Black Belt as 2 months free and then 10 payments of X. And then in year two, we'd drop down to regular monthlies. It could be weekly payments like we do in clients right now. It could be a chunk up front and then a lower tail. There's a bunch of different pricing things you can do. So if you think about your pricing, many of us have an upfront or a monthly payment plan. And there's some clever ways to slice and dice pricing so it feels cheaper, but you make more money. Is this making sense? So what we've just covered is five ways to make your offer an easier yes. And what I'd love you to do right now is just out of those five, sharpening my promise, removing the risk with guarantee, urgency and scarcity, bonuses and pricing, which one of those five feels like the biggest opportunity for you right now? Carrie, what are people saying?
People are saying they need, Jeff says, I need all five. Jane says bonus, Scott, promise, yep. Coop, make yes easy, Alan, promise, Todd, promise, Lisa, urgency and scarcity, Adele, promise, yes. And payment plan, Mark, sharpen and bonuses, Laura, five, Aaron, guarantee, Jade, maybe pricing or payments or knives. Mm-hmm. Simon Breakspear says one and three, PJ says pricing, Ken says limit supply, Tom says promise, David says one, Mark says promise, easy yes, guarantee, promise guarantee, guarantee and cool, make yes easy, limit supply, urgency, everything, et cetera. Also, I just got a private message that Lexington says my sound is much better since I changed my mic. All is well.
That's super great. I love that. So okay. Let's just quickly sketch out this offer diamond and we're going to work on this together. Okay, so James calls it the offer diamond. Looks more like a pentagram to me, but calling it the offer pentagram felt a bit creepy, so we're going to keep with diamond. Five things to work on together today, team. Number one, promise. Number two, guarantee. Pentagon, yeah. Pentagon's better than pentagram, Scott. You're right. If I hear the word pentagram, I think about like candles and sacrificing goats, which I'm not into. Next up, scarcity. Bonuses. And pay plans. So what we're going to do right now, team, is we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to do a little bit of work here for the next 15 or 20 minutes and sharpen each of these bits up. Let's start with promise. If you can go to the page which says the program promise, it's a couple of pages down. Goats are delicious. Yes, but like sacrifice to Satan, goats lose their flavor pretty quick. I'm just saying. Okay, back to task. Here's the goal. We want, ideally, the promise of your program is specific. So it's specific result in specific time. Years ago, I was at the LAX airport bookstore, and there's a bunch of books with great headlines. And the one that immediately jumped out to me is the perfect example of this is Thin Thighs in 30 Days. I know what I'm going to get and I want it. And it's in a short period of time, which feels really doable to me. So perfect world, we've got specific result, set time frame. This is small promises are easier to believe and easier to keep. So for your front end program, you don't have to promise the world, just promise the first sexy step. If your promise is bigger, then obviously the timeline is going to be a little bit extended as well. And it wants to be aspirational, something that people really, really want. So here's some examples. Thin Thighs in 30 Days, like I just told you about. We've got a program called Clients, and its promise is get yourself clients and get yourself to 10 grand a month. The 20-day new patient bootcamp. Black Belt's promise is become a million-dollar coach. Bigger promise, longer time period. 10K in 10 weeks. That's really the client's promise. So these are just some examples. What I'd love you to do is just fill in this box right now for you with your current offer. Just finish this sentence. The program's designed to insert promise here. I'm going to give you 30 seconds. And Tamara, if you can play some tunes just for a minute, that'd be awesome. Thank you. Nice. We should be able to clearly say the program is designed to. Now, can you promise their outcome? You can't promise their outcome because you don't know their implementation, but you can say it's designed to. Three-minute abs, exactly right. You can't even raise a sweat in 3 minutes, Steve. I don't know what you're talking about. As soon as you've got it written down, just give me a wave so I know. Yep, okay. So here's the question I've got for you. When you look at what you've currently got and compare it to goals and examples, are there any ideas that come up for you in terms of making your promise better? Can you pop your ideas down in the insights box down there? Are there any insights you've got to make your promise sharper, shorter, more specific? Adele, can you type yours in? Numbers and timelines is exactly what we want. How much by when? Every one of us sells some kind of result, some kind of outcome. And if it feels softer, then we just need to figure out how we quantify that thing. Mine only hits one problem. I think that's fantastic. Adele says, I struggle with promise and time period as some of my things like choosing the right super fund or savings get results over a long time. Yeah, but what happens instantly? What happens instantly is, like, if you think about this in like first, then, and first, next, and then, first, we'll choose the right savings and super fund for you so that every dollar you make from now on builds you wealth. So first, we choose the right thing. Then you'll start to see your income, like not spending it all, but starting to save. And then over time, you'll grow this nest egg. I think that's fine. If we can go first, then, and like first, next, and then, I think we're okay. Heather, can you speak to this for a second? Heather Roberts, can you unmute? And Tamara, if you can spotlight Heather, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. Heather, what did you change from and to?
Okay, so we completely sharpened our promise and gave very actionable results. And then
Yes. We
took away the risk by doing a love it or leave it. And we implemented a tiered pricing so the first couple months, it's kind of like a no-brainer. And if it's not working, I don't want you there and you're not going to want to be there and you're out, like, it's not a lot of money. It's $1,500. So,
yes.
And then the price goes up. And then the thing that we stacked on is something that is super, super valuable in our world and our people, which is an assessment of their biggest account. Like, what are you doing right? Mm. What are you doing wrong? And what do you need to do over the next, you know, X, Y, Z, you know, 6 months to make it better? So this whole thing all together, it like literally, it was the jam that we were missing. And we're selling this, you know, off of one call, no thought. They're like, oh my God, I'm an idiot if I don't do this.
Yes.
Help.
Exactly right. Well, yeah, it helps a lot. Thank you.
Rhonda wants to know if you can kind of spell it out for us. If you could just give us a little example, like what you added to the phrasing, just super brief.
Yeah. So our promise used to be, oh, well, we'll help you set up and grow your e-commerce sales channel. Now we say, we will guarantee that you will have 5 to 7 e-commerce internet retail accounts. Then we go on to say that we have a 90-day love or leave it, and we have our tiered pricing. And then we say, hey, for the first 5 people who join this are going to get this assessment, which, oh, by the way, is worth, you know, $7,000. And we go in and assess their top selling account. And we say, this is what you're doing well. This is what your improvements need to be. And these are the action steps you need to take to make it happen. So we give them this free plan. And then we, you know, we've done our pricing. So like the first month was 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2 grand, so forth. So, we've made it really, really easy. So that's specifically what we have done. And then on top of it, we add the testimonials that say, hey, people who followed our advice have, you know, gone from, you know, 0 to 25,000 a month and within, you know, 3 months. And that's counting the lag time and lead and all that. Is that more specific and helpful?
Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you. That's really great. So what I love about this is you've taken all of the parts of the offer Pentagon, Diamond, and looped them together. Super great to see some practical examples. So team, on the right-hand side of your page, it's got some ideas. And what we might do is if you're, I'm just gonna give you a second to capture down, like if this is where it's at right now, this is best practice. These are your thoughts about what's working and what's not. What could you do to sharpen up your promise? We want it to be specific, measurable. It doesn't have to promise the world. It can promise one specific result in a short period of time. Okay, I'm just going to give you 30 seconds right now for your ideas. Just come up with 3 possible things to test promise-wise, and you're going to test them out in sales calls over the next week or 2. Yep. Perfect. We're gonna do them in the order that I taught them, not in the order that they're in the books. So what I'd love you to do now is go to the page called The Risk Reverses. The Risk Reverses. So this is about taking the risk out of it for people so that it's safe to spend. Best practice is we wanna reward good behavior. And so this is like, you might have an action-based guarantee. So the guarantee applies if you do X, Y, and Z. For example, Rob Nixon, who's recovering from time in the burns unit last week, not super fun. His promise is we will, for every year, like in your first year, you will add $300,000 extra profit. I think it might be per partner, but extra profit for your accounting firm in the next 12 months, or you don't pay. That's pretty damn good. ... Provided you show up to your 4 meetings a year and the 4 masterminds, and you complete the projects that you commit to. Well, that sounds fair enough. So that's an action-based guarantee. You can do no questions asked. Yeah, that's a no questions. Then there's a no questions asked, which is, hey, if you don't like it, if it doesn't work for you for any reason or no reason at all, let me know and I'll buy it back from you at full price. No questions asked. Good for front-end courses. Make it safe to start. You don't have to promise a big result at the end of a year, but we can just make the first month or 2 months or 3 months safe, if that makes sense. So, Rob, 300K in extra profit every year, provided you 1, 2, 3. Show up to the meetings, complete the projects that you say you'll do. I'll buy back from you at full price. By the way, buy it back from you is better than give you a full refund. Buy it back from you makes it feel valuable. at full price. Plus, I'll give you an extra $10 for a plate of tacos on me. Is it tricky to deliver? Yeah, of course. But it makes it clear and obvious that you're a good dude and you'll keep your word, so they're safe. Our current black belt guarantee is 120 days, one full cycle. What we realized, we used to do a 90-day love it or leave it period. So somebody would join and they had 90 days to love it or leave it. And anytime in the 90 days, they could bounce. And that's totally fine. It makes it safe. We've changed our guarantee and it's now this. You start here, in 120 days, they will have done a full cycle. So they will have done a halftime. They will have done a black belt event. Best part about black belt, I reckon the emotional high is the intensive, and this gets everyone through the intensive. And so the deal is, give us 120 days. At the end of 120 days, if you don't like it, then you can leave it. No hard feelings at all. But you need to commit to the 120 days. Is that fair enough? And they're like, yep. So there's some examples of guarantees for you. I'd love you to just go, what's my current risk reversal? I'll give you 30 seconds right now. Actually, I'll give you a minute to go, what's my current? And are there any ideas that pop from having compared what I'm currently doing to best practice? Tamara, if you could give us some tunes. If you want some feedback on yours, type them into the chat like Jade's doing, and into the chat, we'll give you some feedback. Yep, 30 days, I believe it. If that makes it safe to spend, totally cool. If 30 days is enough for them to check you out and you to check them out, like two dogs sniffing each other's butts in a park, cool. Optional weekly 20s until you've paid for the program. Yeah. Do they pay? Yeah, of course they pay for the 120 days. Yep. So we've just upped the commitment level a little bit. What are your thoughts about drip feeding the content over time so they have more to look forward to if they stay? Yeah, dude, I really like that. If you have like a front end program and that's what they do first, and once they complete it, then they, like after the guarantee period, you open up the next levels. I think that's cool. It also reduces overwhelm. Tobias, I like it. Tom says 100K in 90 days or we'll work with you until you do. Tom, if you can deliver that, that's super sexy, mate. I love it. Michael and Tony say, Lisa, we say we can't promise a lawyer would have kittens, but our goal is or we know with 100% certainty that if you do the work, you'll get the results, but like push-ups, we can show you how to do them, but we can't do them for you. Yep, that's how you handle the promise piece. That's interesting. Ange, if they say I'm out at 120 days, we don't refund. We just kind of tear up the agreement because they've kept their word and we've kept ours. Mark says, generally don't sniff their butts, but I like the analogy. Yeah, I agree. Butt sniffing is a bit creepy. If you're a dog, it's fine. If you're a grown up, probably don't. Okay. What can we do to sharpen up your risk reversal team? If you've got some ideas about how to make your thing a complete no-brainer, what can we do? Just give you a minute. Work with you until we get the result. That's nice. Love it or leave it needs to be added into my high-end offer for sure. Yes, Lisa, 100%. Some people do, there's no guarantees. And that's completely okay as well. You can kind of, you can hard ask it. There's no guarantees in life. The only thing I can promise is that if you don't do the work, you won't get the results. Some people do that. Aaron says, change love it or leave it from 30 days to 90 days and then 12 months commitment. Yeah, we do 120 days and then 12 months. Jade, I love the, I'm just looking in the chat here. Jade, I love the guarantee. I just think I'd word the asterisk part a little more friendly. So to receive the guarantee, you must have completed the work from the program and one of you need to have shown up on the live calls to receive feedback. So, you know, that's our part. We need you to do yours. That means you'll be covered by the guarantee if you do the work and show up to the calls. Yep, 12 months from the 120 days, exactly how we do it. It's a lot of words that needs to be cleared up, Mario. Exactly right. So here's what we've talked about so far. We've talked about promise. And promise adds reward. We've talked about guarantee, which removes risk. James, I love that. Okay, we're just sharpening up pieces. We'll go to pricing after. Let's go to scarcity. If you've got an evergreen thing, the reason launches work so well for people who do launches, the reason launches do so well is because it's available now and it's not available later. If your program is evergreen, how can we add a little bit of that scarcity to it? So we can lower supply to increase demand. Yeah, we work with like, how many clients are you onboarding a month right now? And maybe you can just raise that number a little bit and go, we only work with, if we're currently onboarding 5 clients a month, as an example, we only work with 8 clients a month and it now feels scarce, right? No fake scarcity. So if you're going to say something, it needs to be real. Fast action bonuses. So this is like if you're one of the first 3 or one of the first 5, like Heather talked about, you get this, that, and the other thing. We'll talk about bonuses in a little bit. Examples. A couple of weeks ago, James Kemp offered 10 spots in TMM Pro. Yeah, well, 24, exactly. The first 24 hours, exactly right. How do we do scarcity in clients? We mostly use urgency in clients and we say that we start on Tuesday. Okay, and we're gonna go to a monthly launch model. The first 5 people get X, Y, and Z, we start on Tuesday. Our next intake, this is from the July event, our next intake is August 4. So there's a deadline involved. So what's your current urgency or scarcity? Put in your current. I'll give you 30 seconds tomorrow. Does 12 spots sound too many? Well, if it's Apple, it sounds like way too few. I think it's still relative. Coop, I only work with 10 clients and I've got 3 spots left. Perfect. Disappearing bonuses can work. Yes. Carrie, can you speak to that for 30 seconds while people are writing?
Yeah, if your bonuses are sexy enough, and we've talked about chocolate and broccoli before. If the chocolate like is sexy enough and they're buying it for the bonus, we've all done that. We've bought for the bonus. Then they'll want to be one of the first ones so that they don't miss the bonus. So maybe your scarcity is in the amount of bonuses that you have, if it's a one-to-one or if it's an audit of some kind or a tangible something or a hard product, if you can do real scarcity with that, that can work. Also, a disappearing payment plan can work. So if you get in, we're only going to accept 10 for cash flow purposes. We're only going to take 10 people on the scale up payment plan. Everybody else is going to have to come in with the full down payment. So if you can be one of the 5, that's another thing to get your fence tippers on one side or the other.
I love that. So guys, just to share the love, can you type into the chat either if your current scarcity and urgency is great, type that in, or your idea into the chat, and that'll just give people a bunch of ideas and inspiration.
Yeah, we love a price increase urgency too. That's how Matt Kimberly just pulled 60K out of his list last week, was just announcing a price increase in 7 days. Yep,
exactly right. We intake twice a month. We only work with X a month and there's X spots left. Yep. We intentionally only work with 5 new people a week, giving them direct feedback, trip feeding, social media content, giving to get you moving fast. Yep, only 6 members enrolled. I love this. And obviously, the moment you're hitting your 6s consistently, what can you do? You can go, we only work with 8 members a month. And you can just ramp it up as you go and grow. Love that. Okay, let's talk about bonuses. The bonus builder. So a little bit about bonuses. They need to be congruent. In other words, they need to be related to the core offer. They want to be accelerators as much as we can, things which help people move faster and get results even quicker. They could be objection overcomes. A friend of mine, Joanna Martin, teaches how to sell by stage. One of the objections is, I'm scared of speaking in public. And so the first bonus is this guided visualization that you listen to before you go on stage that removes your stage nerves. Sales and intimacy opportunities. So this is like a chance to work one-on-one or in a small group. And like we just talked about, stuff for the, you know, the first, you know, first five or the first whatever, or by deadline. You know, if you join by this time, you get this. And if you join later, you don't. So example, small group call done for you, like Sidekick virtual assistant to implement the stuff for you. Tools like Coach Marketing Machine or a done for you website, scripts, templates, like a webinar template. They're just some examples. What are you currently bonus? What are you currently bonus right now? I'll give you a minute to go, what are the current bonuses? Any insights? And then how do we make them even better? Question, what do you do when the prospect says, why isn't that included in the program anyway? Because it takes time and energy and money. I think all you need to do is have a reason and then say, is that fair enough? And they'll say, yes. So what can you bonus in that helps people win faster or overcomes an objection? Or that gets people closer to you and rewards fast action. We're going to do a quick brainstorm right now. What could we do or add? Jade, all of your stuff is quite wordy. If it's done in a like a sell by chat doc, I think it's completely fine. And if it's done on a call, obviously you don't, you know, that's only like it looks wordy here because we're in a Zoom chat and it's short, you know, like it's squished and goes long. But if you say it, it's probably like 5 seconds worth of words.
I have a suggestion for Scott. If we have 2 seconds, a suggestion for Scott. Anytime somebody asks me something like, why isn't that included? Or they're making something just unreasonable demand. I say, that's a great question. However, in order to keep it at this affordable price, we have to keep those opportunities as upgrade because they're not necessarily required for implementation, just nice to have for those of them that want to invest in a next level. But in order to keep this at this price, we have to keep the blah, blah, blah separate.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, Carrie, good job. That's a great plus one. What I'd love you to do, team, into the chat is type in some bonus ideas that you could add, and that'll help everybody get some inspiration. Into the chat, please. You got 10 seconds. What's one bonus idea that could help move people off the fence quicker? Carrie, could you read some of these out?
Absolutely. Let's see.
Just 10 seconds or 15 seconds.
Turn existing features into bonuses.
Yes.
Let's see. Coop says one of my bonuses is waiving the agency setup fee of $1,000 off. Jeff says messenger mentoring for a week. So that's access and intimacy like that. Brian says over the shoulder videos. They love these. Adele says 12 months access. So you have plenty of time to implement everything. Kylie says hours with a VA to help with implementation. Stephanie says holiday social media templates for the year, free strategy session, free social audit, free systems audit, free marketing audit. I always hesitate to use the word free. I usually put a dollar value beside them. Just FYI, Lisa says a done for you branding board. Ooh, Lisa, that sounds sexy. Kate says productivity, three-part training to beat the I don't have time objection. Alan says done for you funnels. James says loan efficiency audit. Aaron says 12 months part-time PT email engine free after raising the price on the mastermind. Adele says one-on-one strategy session with a financial advisor. Tiffany says comped marketing audit. Tobias says tiered pricing special. Yep.
Yeah, I love it. So what I suggest perhaps you do, guys, at the end of this session, just download the chat and you'll have a bunch of ideas for your stuff. Okay. Let's talk pricing. James did an epic session at the July intensive on financial engineering, just how to price your stuff differently. And so it's not just about like, it's not, I'm going to lower my price. It's definitely not that. It's like, how do we change the payment plans so that the stuff is an easy yes? What we want is a price that makes it easy for them to get an ROI. Ideally, so that the thing pays for itself quickly. So if they're paying you $2,000 a month, how quickly do we get $2,000 a month back into their account? And so we just want to be able to justify it. Like, how much do they make? How much is one client worth to them? How much is your stuff worth? Do you think perhaps in the next little while we can get you, you know, at least one client? Of course we can. We want to align our thing with outcomes. So this links to milestones. Specifically, if our goal is to get you to, you know, 10K a month, then we want a payment plan that isn't 50, you know, we want payments that isn't 50 grand. It needs to be commensurate with the return they're going to get and the outcome they're going to get over time. One of the things that we've talked about a little bit today is stepping up pricing. So Black Belt right now is $1,500 first month, $2,000 second month, and then $2,500 a month after that. So that it's an easy yes. And our job is to get them a ROI before they've made the big investment. And then it's $2,500 a month forever. Cool. So some examples. $600 a week. Weekly pricing makes it really easy to do this. If you take your, it's like sponsoring a child, they get it down to a cup of coffee a day. So can we go to weekly pricing? Some of us offer a pay in full or a monthly price. And so you pay a little bit more for, you know, one, you save a little bit of money, and one is better on your cash flow. And then this is graduated pricing. What could you do right now? What's your current pricing and how could you change payment plans? I'll give you a minute for what's my current payment system and what could I tweak? Ready, set, go. $300 a month feels cheap, but you go to $100 a week, which feels even cheaper, and make more money. Adele?
Yes.
With, yeah, 5K deposit.
Two fire trucks and an ambulance on the street. I'm going to mute myself for a minute.
No worries. Yep. These are great. All we want to do is just make the money not a problem. Sometimes making the money a problem deliberately is good. Like 5K upfront gets committed people and then it drops down to whatever after that. And stop. Okay, so we've looked at a bunch of hacks, bonuses and promise and pricing and guarantees and scarcity. I want you to just go back to the seesaw we did at the start of today's session. Whatever number you're on before, whether it was a two, or a three or a four, if you implement the things we've just talked about, what's the new number, assuming you include the stuff we've just talked about? Fours and fives is what we're hoping for here. Yeah, perfect. Amazing. Love the seesaw model. Yeah, perfect. So here's what I want you to think about, team, is for the next month, let's test these hacks. And you're going to sharpen and tweak, like we're forever sharpening and tweaking this stuff, but you're going to sharpen and tweak this and test it with real life people in chat and in calls and see if our conversion rate improves. If we do our job right, it should significantly bump your conversion rate and make it much, much easier for people to take a jump on you. So we talked about promise, which increases reward. We talked about guarantee. We talked about bonuses. We talked about payment plans, which reduced the risk. And then urgency and scarcity is like you standing on the thing and being able to just lean a little bit heavier here. So all I want you to do right now, team, is go to the very first page in your book, Insight Snapshot. I'm going to give you 60 seconds right now. What are your top three insights, actions, takeaways, and ideas from today's session? You've got 60 seconds. Ready, set, go. Amazing. And stop. So we've got some insights, got some actions. I just love to find out best things from you. What did you learn? What did you love from today's, from this session on the Offer Diamond? Into the chat, what did you get? What's one specific thing that you could steal from this to make your business better? Best things, come on, team. Payment plan away, get clear. My offer needs to be communicated in a more compelling, irresistible way. Sharpen my promise for the soft stuff, says Simon. Yes, bonuses. Getting to use risk-reward ratio for my next intensive. You're welcome. And need to review them all, but immediately implement 120-day love it or leave it. I love that. Clear on promise, put back guarantee, reduce the risk. Bonuses, yes. Clear on the outcome and specific time. These are awesome. $450 a week instead of $1,800 a month. Love that, Aaron. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break right now for 7 minutes. 7 minutes, set a timer on your phone. Make sure you're back here ready to go. So maybe like a 6.5 minute timer. I will see you in 7 minutes time, and we're about to have a whole bunch of fun. So 7 minutes time starts now.